Vinny.
What?
We got a promo code.
It's creep.
That's right. Hackamania.com. We're doing the creep off live in Vegas. And if you want to save on the ticket price, 20% off with the promo code creep.
Now, I really want the creepos to show up for this one. We don't do creep off live shows very often.
No, we do not.
So this is an event. I don't think we're going to do them very often in the future. This isn't like we're going to start a run of them.
Yes, I know Ray DeVito's going to be there. But listen, there's good things going on there as well.
Yeah, Ray DeVito got better billing than this show. But, you know, whatever. Whatever.
I think he's opening for us, though.
Yeah, I know.
Good.
Let's do a creep-off. What do you say, dude?
Attention parents, what you're about to see is not suitable for kids. Shoot, it's not even suitable for some grown-ups. You might want to walk away now if you ain't into these type of things.
I'm going to give the people what they want. Sensation, horror, shock.
I'm going to deliver the goods because I'm alive and I'm not backing down.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Guess where you just got into? Cool Guy Zone.
Disgusting, vomit-inducing thing.
Hola, creepos. Welcome back to another episode of your favorite true crime podcast. I am your host. My name is Vinny, and joining me, as always, it's Hot Carl.
What is happening, Vinny Paulino? I'm still getting over this stupid disease that I got last week, so forgive me.
Yep, glad I'm letting you sit at my desk today. Perfect.
Yep, I decided to come right into the office today.
Great.
It's Monday, time to go to work.
Yep, that means it's Super Chat Monday. Can't miss that.
That's correct. It's a big holiday today. We appreciate the super chatters and everyone who's here watching the show today. Of course, every Monday at 1 p.m., you can watch us on the Creep Off channel or Who Are These Podcasts YouTube channel.
We're in both places. So, you know, whatever one you prefer is fine, but please make it the Creep Off one. Thanks. Your pal, Vinny.
You know, Vinny, you finally do a consequence, you put on a little makeup, and now you think you can start demanding things.
I'm not demanding anything.
Of people.
Dude. I had 10 pounds of makeup on my
face. Dude, you looked so fucking hot.
Oh, I know. You should
I took a photo of you and put it on Jenny Jingles last night.
Oh,
when I
Christ.
Tell you what I did to Jenny Jingles.
You put it on the back of her head?
Yes, of course.
Oh, you're disgusted. Folks, for those of you who did not see it, I fulfilled my consequence this Saturday. That is me.
Oh my gosh, it looks just like Dang Lizard. I can't believe it.
Dude, what I hate about this so much.
I love the sparkles in the beard. You should keep that.
Let me tell you what Aggie Dune, who did my makeup, Thomas Lawrence Salons in Rochester.
Yeah.
Let me just go ahead and say she lowballed everybody. Aggie Dune lowballed everybody. Everything's done and I'm good. And then I hear, oh, and if you want me to put glitter in his beard, that'll be $20. And I'm like, $20? $20? Carl, I got out of the shower today. I looked down. I still had glitter in my chest hair.
Mm-hmm.
I've had 4 showers since then just because I'm so goddamn, like, trying to get this shit out of here.
Yeah, man. The life of a gay man is difficult, I've heard. I understand, buddy.
I know you understand, Carl.
I feel for you. I feel for you. There's a lot that goes into it.
So my favorite jokes about this were from people who saw me at the club. They said I look like the gayest genie.
Yes.
That was pretty good.
That's pretty good.
And I believe Alex, our boy Alex, the Oracle, referred to me as Spock's gay brother, cock.
Perfect. Well done, Gay Grinnessly.
Oh, God.
Perfect.
So there it is, folks. If you want to watch the full video, it is on the Creep Off channel. I do tell some murder stories. I found a great story about a guy who was just eating a person who died in a train accident's leg. A homeless guy just wandered by the scene and picked it up and started wandering around eating it. So, you know, there's definitely some murder in there, too, and some mayhem. So check that out.
Well, congratulations, Vinny. Yeah. Are we both all caught up on our consequences right now?
I think we are.
Wow, that doesn't happen very often.
I think we are.
Nice.
we have something that's been going on for a couple of weeks, our Results Girl competition.
Yes, this has been exciting.
It's still going on, folks. And because there wasn't a competition last week, and we still have another contestant, we're going to bring her on, and she's going to tell us what today's category is. So today she is going to be our category girl. And I got to tell you something, dude. We have one up to Dr. Steve. We got one better. We have Nurse Beth, everybody.
Nurse Beth, welcome to the show.
Hola, creepos.
We met Beth down in Largo at the VIP meet and greet. And a very lovely person from New York originally, right?
Oh, yeah. Had to escape it.
She escaped New York, made it to Florida. Congratulations on that. And thank you.
You're living Carl's dream.
Yes, correct.
Away from the snow and shoveling.
Oh, God. So, Beth, you are a nurse, and I met you at the meet and greet, and you came up to me and said, Vinny, I got to tell you, I agree with you. Male nurses are the creepiest things in the world.
They most definitely are. But I would have to say patients can be creepier.
Oh, God. Do you maybe have a creepy patient story you'd like to share with everyone to start off the show today? Because I'm all ears for that.
One patient who was unable to walk and thought that his disability he would be able to use it to his advantage. He would come, can you sit next to me? Or have inappropriate conversations with his friends on the phone, like, hey man, can you get me some Viagra? My nurse, like, I really wish I could use it with my nurse. Like, just nasty. It got to the point where the techs and the nurses had to go into the room together. You couldn't go in there alone.
See, that's not the move. The move is, hey, thanks for giving me that Viagra. I just ate three of them. That's the move you got to go for, because then you're curious. You're like, wait a second. Is this guy really hard right now? I got to check.
Yeah, like, you have to pique the nurse's interest,
right,
I believe. So, listen, I'm just going to go ahead and ask this. You've been working as a nurse for a while. Obviously, you're very accomplished in your
probably
field.
Only a couple of years. She looks very young, Vinny.
Okay. Oh, thank you. I'll take it.
I just wanted to ask you, has there ever been a scenario where you know that a nurse has been caught with a patient? It doesn't happen, right?
No, I can't say that, and not in my experience.
You know the famous Robin Quivers story, right?
No.
I can't say that.
Robin Quivers mounted a patient back when she was a nurse, and it was a person who couldn't use their legs. And she was like, this poor guy, he's never going to get girls anymore now that this happened.
Throw him a bone.
Yeah, she decided to throw him a bone. You've never done that? Is your husband watching this right now?
Hi, Jeff.
He probably is.
Is that the problem? Is that why we're not? Is that why we're not getting the real story here?
You're definitely getting the full story 100%.
Okay. All right.
Never.
So you said, though, that somebody did? You did? There was a nurse that got caught?
Oh, no. No, all right. Not in my experience.
What about a male nurse story? Do you have anything?
I have some, but I.
You can change the names.
Share.
You can change the names if you want.
Change the names to protect the identity of.
Yes, of the creeps.
All I can say is that male nurses, they're creepy. They come off, even the patients, they'll be like, can I have a female, please?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I would. I would absolutely. I'd be like, bro, nothing personal, but I know you're up to something. I'm gonna need a female nurse in here.
I either want a female nurse or I want Vinny and drag. Those are the choices I go for.
Let me get the glitter.
Yeah,
I'll
go get
right
the
back.
Glitter.
With glitter, yes.
You know, I looked.
Need the glitter.
I had a real Adrian Adonis thing going on all weekend. This is so fucking bad. I want to hit some super chats up real quick.
All right, yeah. Super chat money is being celebrated here.
Yeah. Mason of Portland, a.k.a. Portland Shane Gillis.
Oh, sweet.
$2. See you boys at Hackamania. Yes,
looking forward to meeting you, Mason in Portland.
Me too. Two-faced lying bastard. I refuse to super chat.
All right. Listen, you don't have to. It's not for everyone. I get it.
Hey, he messed up. He gave us $1.
Shh, don't tell him.
He did it. Mechanical Ape. Thanks for the $5. Vinny, glad to see you get the 20 pounds of glitter out of your beard. See you creepos in Vegas. Vote Vinny. Thank you, Mechanical Ape. And Pest wants to know, smash or pass? I think he's talking about me.
He's talking about you. I'm going to go ahead and pass on that one.
One's for smash, two's for
pass. Not my type. Not my type.
In the chat, please. Let's see what's going on here. CBoss 4044, thanks for the €5. I hope you cut some wrestling promos in that makeup before you cleaned it off.
Did you, Vinny?
I did lose my shit at one point. I took a shower. My wife gave me this stuff to get all that off my face.
Yeah.
She said you have to leave it on and let it, like, emulsify where her words.
I hope it was acid.
I got a great story about that for the scum parade later. I could have used some. But this stuff, I go to the shower, and I try to get it all off, and I look like a rape victim. Like, I had this stuff was all over my face, and it was horrible, and I took a video going, why won't it fucking come off my face?
And then I'm surprised it only took you 4 days to get the glitter out. Normally it takes longer.
I mean, I'm telling you, there's stuff all over in here. If you come and look at the desk in front of me, there is glitter everywhere.
Fairy dust.
No. It's just regular. It's regular glitter.
So you just had a gay party in the studio, and now you're pretending that that's the reason?
Oh, and you're just upset you weren't invited?
You skipped a super chat. What are you doing right now?
I'm still hitting the super chats.
I know. But what about the one above that you keep skipping by?
Okay. Brick Committee Sports says, hi, Lady V.
Lady V. I like that name for you. Carl and Lady V show.
Should we make those t-shirts?
Coming at you.
We'll put me in drag and then you in the cow bikini.
All right.
Lady K and Lady V.
Oh, I'll take it. First one.
All right.
I bet John will come up with some good jokes for that if we do that.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll come up with what he thinks are jokes. Right. Dun, 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 dun. Dang Lizard.
There's my boy. Shuli was confused and loved your new look. You were glowing just like the moon. Now I get the nickname, hashtag Moonhead. €10. Thank you, Dang Lizard.
That's me, baby. Moonhead, that, Paulino.
I love that he already changed out his avatar to you.
Good
for fantastic.
Him. I love it when on Subreddit Surfing, when he puts them all to our producer, Jimmy.
Yep.
In some type of weird drag. It's marvelous. Super happy.
Oh, those are my favorite.
Super happy fun chatter. Thanks for the $5. Speaking of creeps, Vinny and Carl on air looking for hot girls. We found one. There's Beth.
Yep. We did it again. We've done it, 6 weeks in a row now?
Dude, who'd have thought?
Who'd have thought?
Who'd have thought? Thanks for the $10. Wow, the new review girl before Beth is right on par in cup size. No comments, sir.
No comments.
Until the contestants are gone.
Correct.
Rock Ober 2002, thanks for the $2. Male nurses are all up for a last minute triage.
So this person super chats WATS, and I never know how to pronounce that name.
Did I get it?
I have no idea. I've gone to Rocco or B 2002. I have no idea. I don't know why that's
Rock
so hard
or
for
B
me.
2020.
I don't know why that's
Rock
so difficult.
B?
Yeah, I give up.
All right. Fair enough.
Now, Beth, today you're here to audition to be the results girl.
Yes.
Now, today you are going to give us our category. Would you like to take it away from here and set us up for the competition?
Most definitely. So last week we had a scum parade because Carl and Vinny were still hungover from the amazing Tampa show. So there are no results for me to read. The contest will continue today with the current score being Carl 2 and Vinny 0. We will see if
get it, USA.
We'll see if Vinny can redeem himself and score a point in honor of today's holiday. And no, I am not talking about Super Chat Monday. Carl and Vinny will be making their nomination for Creepiest April Fool's Day Joke.
That is correct. Very well read for us, Beth. Thank you very much. I don't think we've landed on April Fool's Day on the Creep Off before.
No, I don't think we have. Last year we did Easter and stuff like that. But April Fool's Day, this is the first time we've done this category, and you picked it. So thank you for finally contributing.
Fucking asshole. You passive-aggressive cunt. You really are just the worst.
Oh, get over yourself. Oh, get over yourself.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, man. E said, I was speaking of the bearded on with glitter on their face, you creep. Duh. Well, thank you for the $10 to tell me that. All right. So anything else you'd like to say, Beth, before we get out of here?
Don't forget, tickets are on sale for the Creep Off Live in Las Vegas at Hackamania. You can grab yours now at hackamania.com. The early bird tickets have ended, but you can use a promo code creep and save 20%. So check it out.
And
Hang out with these creeps in Las Vegas.
One last question. Anything you want to plug? Any social media or anything?
Oh, no. I'm just here to hang out with you guys.
Space Age Hamburger says, where do I vote for Beth? She's by far the least annoying contestant. And Harpua says, first results girl that can read.
Yeah, she's pretty good at reading.
Oh. All right, you got some votes right there.
All right, Beth, you're more than welcome to hang out in the back. And if we have any medical questions, we'll grab you. Have a beautiful day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks for being here, Beth.
Bye, Beth. Now, Carl, I should add, we have another guest coming on the show in just a little bit, but we got to hit up our contest first. So let's bust into that.
Okay.
Ring that bell. You won the last round, so you're going first.
That's right. Creepiest April Fool's Day prank. Now, Vinny, when I suggested this, I thought for sure we were going to find people setting up trap doors, and then someone falls into it and breaks their neck.
Yeah,
and
I was thinking like tiger pits, like Vietnam.
Tiger pits. I thought we'd have a lot of fun things to talk about. It turns out there's like three or four things that have happened. Everyone writes about these same three or four things that happened. It's like some farmer in the 19th century scared his wife to death with a mask on or some nonsense. And you saw the same ones I did,
They're
I'm sure.
Lame.
They're
lame.
So lame. They're so stupid. So I did find one that I did enjoy, and this is a guy named Lin Senhao. And Lin Senhao is a Chinese student. And
if this ends with a supplies joke, I'm going to be very mad at you.
So I got to get over this stupid call. Vinny, you ever have a roommate?
Only in college.
Okay, in college, yeah. So this is what we're talking about here. How did you and your roommate get along in college?
I hated him.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ever think about maybe poisoning him to death?
No, it would have been way more violent.
Okay. Well, let's learn what Lean decided to do with his roommate in med school.
Lean allegedly used N-nitrosodimethylamine, a deadly chemical compound taken from a university lab, to contaminate a water dispenser in his dormitory on March 31st, 2013. His roommate, Huang Yang, drank from the dispenser on April 1st, and despite doctors' efforts to save him, died of organ failure days later.
So they have this this water in their dorm room, and this guy's like, you know what I'll do? I'll put chemicals in it that will poison my roommate so that when he drinks it, he'll die from liver failure.
It's pretty good prank.
Yeah.
Pretty good prank.
Executed well, too, I have to say. Now, unfortunately, the Chinese government, and I didn't even realize April Fool's was a thing in China.
Oh, is it like a Christian event?
It's a big deal over there. Apparently, you can't use the "it was an April Fool's Day prank" defense in China.
Lin was sentenced to death by the Shanghai No. 2 Intermediate People's Court in February 2014 for intentional homicide. He appealed the verdict, insisting that the poisoning was intended to be an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, you can't put me to death. It was a joke. It's a pretty good joke, too, I would say.
It's a bad joke, and here's why.
Okay, explain.
The point of the joke is at the end, even if the joke is on you, a good joke, everybody laughs, even if it's eventually.
Sure.
If you murder someone as your punchline.
Okay, hold on.
Murder as the punchline does not make it a joke.
Hold on a second, though. What if I told you this?
Okay.
The roommate didn't die until 16 days later. I mean, he's hospitalized on that. I mean, the hospitalization, that's kind of fun, right?
Everyone can get a laugh. Did your guy go into the ICU and kick open the door and go, the aristocrats?
Yes, that's precisely what happened. I thought you were definitely going to use the supplies joke again. No. So you're probably wondering, well,
supplies.
If this guy was doing this as an April Fool's Day prank, then maybe he just didn't know what he was doing and didn't understand. This is him talking about it through a translator.
I know that 50 milligrams of the compound for every kilogram of body weight can damage the liver, but I am not clear on how much I put in that day.
So the guy knows precisely how to calculate the lethal dosage of this. He's giving out the stats right there, and he goes,
yeah,
but I don't know how much I put. I just dumped a bunch.
Yeah,
it
sounds like he spitballed it.
Yeah,
there.
Right.
Really,
you're supposed to measure twice, cut once, but this guy's just like, just dump a little bit near.
I love how right after this that the translator put down $1,000 on the Dodgers.
Yes, did you hear about that?
I heard about it, yeah.
No, they never bet on baseball, Vinny.
Okay.
Of course. All right, so that is my creep. Vote for Carl. Lin Senhao, who decided to poison his roommate as an April Fool's Day prank back in 2013.
Well, Carl, that's a pretty good presentation.
Thanks, buddy.
But now I'm going to need you to sit back, and I'm going to tell you a story about the most unfunny, creepiest prankster that's ever pranked. I would like to introduce you to a teenage girl. She's 18 years old. This is Tori Wheeler.
Okay. Hey, Tori.
Okay. Don't let her charm fool you. I know that you are hypnotized by her tongue piercing.
Yeah, I mean, there's only one reason to get your tongue pierced, Vinny. Only one that I know of.
Well, why'd you get yours then?
So you stop it right now, Vinny. Why? Come right over there, you.
Okay. Wagoneer County, Arizona, the year is 2013. Tori Wheeler, she's 18 years old. She decides to play a horribly unfunny, cruel, and lame joke on her 18-year-old boyfriend. This is him. Doesn't he look like a simpleton? He looks like...
Oh, God. Who cut his hair?
Your barber?
Wow, yeah. Seriously. That's brutal.
I mean, these two... This is like Trailer Park Romance right here. These two both look like they just came... are extras from Trailer Park Boys.
Okay.
So, on April Fool's... He comes home from a day from what I assume is his bullshit fast food job because he's 19.
Mm-hmm.
To find this evil woman sitting there waiting for him. And she sits him down on a couch and she decides to play her April Fool's prank on him.
Oh, cool.
So she sits down and he says, "How was your day?" And she goes, "Terrible. The fryer burnt me. People yelled at me. I'm slow-witted. I had to mop shit." And she goes, "Well, I got big news. We're going to have a baby. I'm pregnant."
Oh, that's exciting. You're making $15 an hour soon. This legislation will get passed.
This
we'll be fine.
2013.
No, I know.
Had like
eventually,
9 years.
Eventually we'll get there. It's fine. We're good.
Oh, my God. So Derek says, "Tori, we can't afford to have a baby. Are you kidding me? We're living like..." I mean, and he starts listing all the reasons why.
Then why did they shoot in your face all those times if you were trying to get pregnant?
Yeah.
Why? Why am I making Hawaii on your back if you're trying to get pregnant? Come on.
So this poor fucking kid, he starts listing off all the reasons that he needs, we can't have a baby, we need to be responsible. Well, it turns out that wasn't the response that Tori wanted, Carl.
Oh, okay.
Because she lunged at him and bit his face twice. And then he starts bleeding all over the place.
What the fuck?
And he's going, "What the fuck? I'm calling the police." So she goes into the kitchen and gets a knife.
Who bites faces?
Crazy women.
Not cool.
And she gets a knife and she stabs him. And then he's like, "Oh, I'm definitely calling the police." And guess what she does then, Carl? She slashes his fucking throat.
I mean, okay. Now it's getting funny again.
The paramedics end up there. I don't want him. He doesn't get dead.
Slipping on his own puddle of blood.
I'm too young to be a father. This is all too much. So this poor fucking guy, he's being murdered by this girl who the only reason she's murdering him is because he didn't respond the way she wanted to the news of her being pregnant. And she's not even pregnant.
Because it's April Fool's
because
Day
it's
prank.
An April Fool's prank.
Yeah.
So... in the greatest joke of it all, it turns out that Derek survived this.
Okay. See, this is what you do when someone gives you this April Fool's Day prank. You do a prank on them by pushing them down the stairs. That's a fun prank, too.
Sure. Leave the plunger in the toilet.
Yeah, sure.
No baby's here. The biggest joke of them all, though, is because of her age, they only charged her with assault instead of attempted murder. So... happy April Fool's Day, everybody. Apparently, you can use it as a defense in the United States.
No shit. All right. Well, that's good to know.
Hey,
Vinny, what are you doing after this?
You wouldn't do anything to be pregnant of a child.
That's possible.
I'm a child. So, this is a horrible story. Women aren't funny. They're not good at jokes. Sorry, ladies.
No, they're not. That's not a... I'm pregnant is never a good joke.
And I'm just going to go ahead and say go to thecreepoff.com this week and vote for Vinny because I need the win. And let me tell you something. This girl is way creepier.
Can I...
homicidal rage over her joke not going the way she wanted.
Can I read a story that I found when I was researching April Fool's Day that I found quite amusing?
Please.
So apparently Playboy magazine has a Romanian edition back in the day.
Who else is buying magazines now?
Yeah, I mean, this is only about 10 years ago. And they put out an article. It was called How to Beat Your Wife Without Leaving Traces. It described a step-by-step procedure for abuse and implied that good beatings could lead to great sex. Pretty good stuff, huh, Vinny?
It's a good joke.
Yeah, so after 14 organizations issued a protest against the Playboy article, the deputy editor-in-chief of the Romanian edition said they had been an April Fool's joke. And he said that the procedure for abuse described in the magazine cannot work anyway. Are you guys even trying this? It's not going to work. They're going to see that she was hit multiple times across the face.
Is this what Hef was like a little old and out of it? Maybe didn't approve this one?
Yes, Christy Hefner was the Playboy chairwoman and chief executive officer at the time.
Well, then I take it back. Women can be funny.
And she apologized for the article. But yeah, this set off protests throughout Romania who were protesting Playboy magazine. For just a fun little thing about...
We do not beat our women here in Romania.
Right, yeah. Well,
these things are not jokes.
Maybe
it
hit a little too close to home. Maybe that's what the problem was.
That's my...
So anyway, good on you, Playboy. At least people are still having fun with April Fools.
You know, there were so many dumb ones. Like, there was stories of people who, like some businesses were like, oh yeah, we're going to give away the Toyota. No,
the old Opie. Yeah.
Yeah, all that dumb shit. But
you want to win $100,000?
Hey, the mayor's dead, everybody. The mayor is dead.
Yeah, I heard he died in a car crash in Florida. Oh, wow.
Yeah. He had a Cuban prostitute in the front seat, too. And she flew out of the car.
I was listening to Blind Mike was doing an episode on that. If you don't know what we're talking about, Opie and Anthony, when they were in Boston, did an April Fool's Day prank saying that the mayor was dead. And got them fired from WAAF Boston Radio. And it was so ridiculous because Opie kept saying, because they're like an afternoon show. So this is like at 4, 4:30. Opie kept saying, yep, it's going to be on at 6 o'clock on all the news stations. It's going to be on. It's going to be on at 6 o'clock. No, they would interrupt the programming and say it now. They don't have to wait till 6.
In case you guys are curious, the mayor is dead. This just in.
Yeah.
It's one of those things they would report.
It's one of the things that, yeah, I think all the other stations would probably report on that.
No. Carl, before we get into what our next segment is, I'm going to give you guys just a little bit of a setup here.
Okay.
We are going to refer to our next person joining us as our mystery guest today.
Okay.
We don't know this person's name. We've never interacted with this person before, but there was a situation at this person's child's school, and there's a video that we have, Carl.
Mm-hmm.
We have a real exclusive here, folks. And this is horrifying. And I would like to bring on the mystery guest to walk us through what happened. Because, folks, you're not even going to believe this. Mystery guest, are you there?
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
We can.
Yes.
Does it sound okay?
Yes. A little hot, but okay, you're cool. All right. You sound good. Now, mystery guest, I have taken your video, and I have... blurred it even further just to make sure have any children's faces in this. I don't want to break any YouTube's terms of service. But let's start off.
We don't care about the children. We just don't want to get our channels taken down.
No, this is all about the kids and justice, Carl. This is not about sensationalism.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I would hate to think that'd be a part of that.
So, mystery guest, let's set this up. Where did this happen?
So, this is in Stafford, Virginia. At Shirley Heim Elementary.
Okay.
And that's where my daughter goes.
How old is your daughter?
She's 12. So this is seventh grade. Okay. So this is sixth graders, seventh graders, and eighth graders.
Okay. So
are in this class.
Now, your daughter is 12, and this class is drama?
It's drama. So it's after school drama. So she's in drama, and she wants to be in the play. So this is after school. They have like 2 hours after school every day.
No, this is not Sal Governelli doing his black voice, people in the chat.
I know, yeah. I got a little voice. I got a voice modulator thing going on here. So
Say hello there.
Hello there.
Okay.
All right. That proves
it. So I'll set her up real quick. So there's the female drama teacher. She was not there that day. This is one of the male teachers. He's Mr. Slattery. That's his name. And he doesn't teach drama, but he has done drama in the past. He's been in plays. He's been an actor.
What does he teach?
I think just stage. Is he normally teaches? I think it's geography and pathways, which is something I don't know what the hell that is. So, okay. But this is just him in the class.
So he's stepping in. Someone needs to be there. He knows his stuff about drama, so he's doing the right thing here. Okay.
So he steps in, and they decide it's just them in the classroom, and they're going to do a game. And the game is going to be how we project our voices to the back of the theater.
Okay, great.
So he's going to whisper a word to one of the students, and the students is going to whisper the word back a little louder. And then he's going to go back, and they're going to go back and forth until they're yelling this word at the top of their lungs.
Okay, so listen.
So the word he picks. Go ahead.
I'm going to play this. I don't want you to bury the lead. I want everybody to hear, and then we will stop and we will discuss the word that he picks. So everybody pay attention to the video. Here we go.
Anyway, just not on the bus. Because technically you're still in school. That's a whole thing. Anyway, all right, so I will start. I will start, and I'm going to say the word penis.
Did everybody catch that? He is going to say the word one more time. Mr. Slattery, was it?
Yes.
Mr. Slattery, what word are we going to use today?
I will start. I will start, and I'm going to say the word penis.
How did Manny Muskets know before we played the video? He wrote in the chat, it's the penis game.
It's a thing. It's in the Urban Dictionary, apparently.
Oh, yeah. No shit. They're playing the penis game. This is a thing.
Holy shit, this is real.
I also play a penis game quite often, but...
Yeah, I heard.
There's no one else there.
It involved a photo of me. Pervert. So, this is shocking that somebody, an adult, would decide to do this with 12-year-olds. But here's the thing that makes it kind of salacious to me. Whether or not it's a game or not, Mr. Mystery Guest, what happens next?
So what happened? This is after school. So and you'll see this video in the next couple of seconds. They're about to do it. He picks the student. The student comes up to the front of the class, and a janitor walks in. An adult janitor walks in to empty the trash cans, and he goes, "Oh, let's use the word poster," and they change it to the word poster.
Oh, the poster game. Oh,
it's the poster game now.
Poster game, right?
Mm-hmm. Very, very quietly. Now you don't want to jump the gun and just say it really loudly next, okay? The goal is to build up little by little, okay? The whole point of the game is
to grow the penis. The point of the game is to grow... Okay.
Then walk the janitor.
My timing is impeccable. No, you're good, you're good, you're good. Poster. We're going to play the poster game. All right, so we're going to say the word poster.
Good catch, Mr. Slattery.
Well, he didn't even come up with that. One of the students did, huh?
Yeah. We'll say poster. It'll be the poster game. So they end up doing this game. I'll fast forward a little bit of it.
All right. I'm going to start off. We're just going to build up a little by little. Everyone else, shh. All right. Shh. Poster.
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 Question, Teach. Were children going to be screaming penis at the top of their lungs in that classroom, Carl, after school's out?
That's what it sounds like, with yelling and screaming going on, too, which I would find to be quite disturbing if I was walking past there, hearing, penis, penis, ah!
Yeah, it sounds like there's a school shooting happening, except it's like a different kind.
Yes.
Penis! There's a penis!
Yeah, it's a type of shooting that if you get 6 feet away from, you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's the one where they generally go for the teachers first. So, tasteless jokes aside, mystery guest, what happens after this?
So, if you keep playing to the end of the video, he tells them to shut all their cameras off, and then they play the penis game. They actually do it with the word penis. It happens after this, but he makes all the kids turn off their phones. So, if you hit play, you'll hear him say it.
Boy, kids are annoying.
All right, another volunteer. I
on. Shh, shh, shh. Put away phones.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
So the way we found out was this happened on February 20th. So we have, my daughter has a cell phone, and we have like a little thing. If we get any inappropriate words that she texts us to her friends, we get an alert. So the text she sent to her friend was, "We played the penis game at drama rehearsal today. You've never heard a 45-year-old man yell penis so loud."
Wow.
That's the, yeah, I was like, what the hell is this?
The thing that I'm amazed by is that you get an alert when your daughter writes the word penis on her phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, technology's...
That's good parenting.
I didn't know that existed. I don't know anything about this shit. That's crazy.
We got it on lockdown.
Wow.
So we freaked out. You know, we sat her down. We said, you're not in trouble or anything. We just need to know what happened. She told us, but she didn't tell us about the video. She just told us what happened.
Okay.
So the next day, we go. We talk to the vice principal.
See, this is the problem with... No offense, mystery guest. This is the problem with your daughter. She's not thinking content first.
I know. Right?
Your daughter should be thinking like, hey, Dad, all those podcasts you enjoy, maybe one of them would enjoy this video that I took. That should have been her first thought. Hide the phone next time.
Do you
time.
Even
Get the whole
play
thing.
The creep off for your 12-year-old daughter? What's wrong with you?
No. She's sitting behind me listening. No, I'm kidding.
Bring her on. Does she want to be the results girl? Okay.
But so then we told the vice principal, and we didn't know about the video. They didn't know about the video. It didn't seem like they really cared. That teacher kept teaching after school drama up until April 6th when my daughter's mother was going through her phone and found the video. And now we had the video. Now we blasted video out to the superintendent, the principals, the both school board members. We sent that out to everybody.
Now, did you send it to us first, or you sent it to them first?
To them first.
Okay, and then exclusive.
April 6th, I told him about the video. April 7th, he's not in that class anymore.
So where does it stand right now? You said that the school sent out
letters. They sent out so that was the thing. We wanted all the kids' parents in that class to know that this happened, because at the moment only I knew and my daughter's mother knew. So we're like, we want all the parents to know so they can make a decision whether or not they want to keep their kid in this class. You know what I mean? And we still don't know if that happened. So my daughter's mother has gone on Facebook. She's gone on all the things trying to let everybody know that this happened. The teacher has issued an apology.
Okay.
Which I can read that if you'd like.
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
That
sounds
great.
Where's Andy when we need him?
I know, right? Yep. All right, here we go. It says, again, this was just an email to me and my daughter's mother. I'm writing you to express my sincerest apologies. In the beginning of rehearsals for the spring play, when I covered for Miss Female Drama Teacher, I had a momentary lapse in judgment in allowing students and myself to use inappropriate language in a school setting. My intention at the time was to teach students vocal projection. Soon afterwards, I apologized to the students and told them not to use the inappropriate language. Female drama teacher, will continue to discourage such behavior in the future. Furthermore, I have and will continue to actively monitor what I plan to communicate with students more effectively and appropriately. I recognize how my poor judgment negatively impacted our students. The word penis should not be used in a school setting. I am no longer working with the drama production and will improve my instructional practices moving forward.
Oh, so you're going to improve by not talking about penises in front of the children. Okay.
Right, in front of 12-year-old girls. Yeah.
I mean, the word penis can be used in a school.
Sure.
I mean, that's going a little bit overboard, isn't it?
I find
not in this setting.
Not in this setting. No, this is not health class, but...
I feel like this is like an improv game that like improv groups do to warm up, and this guy just decided, oh, I bet you the kids will think it's funny.
Dude, that literally is improv, just yelling penis back and forth to each other. It's basically what it is. So I have a question for you, mystery guest.
Yes.
Did your daughter know that you were getting alerts if she typed certain words into her phone?
Yeah.
No, it's never come up before.
It never come up before. Okay. Right. That's what I figured. So that must have been like a weird thing. Oh, shit. I didn't know that was going on. And then she knows to like misspell certain words.
The bad words. Yeah.
Yeah.
We still check the phone every week.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's talking an awful lot about that quarterback Penix.
Right.
can you like set the words that you're you get the alerts on?
No, it's through the app. We have an app. I forgot what the app's called.
Can you send us the list of words, please?
Yeah. I don't really. I don't know. I gotta remember. I don't know. It starts with a G. I can't remember the name of it.
I want to read the words that are listed on there.
Well, but I understand why you're concerned, because here's the thing that's weird about it is he's playing this game. Another adult walks in the room, and he immediately knows to change it.
Can I point out that this is not a game? I don't understand.
Like, it's not a game. You're right.
Calling it the penis game. You're calling it a game. How do you win this game? What's the game?
How I think it works with kids is the one kid says it lower, and you do it in the classroom until somebody can hear you saying it. Then it's embarrassing. Oh, someone heard me say the word
penis.
Okay,
I see. Okay.
That's how I think it normally works. Like, you're in a quiet classroom, and you're talking to each other.
Gotcha.
This is definitely at the... at its worst, insidious. At its best, really just stupid judgment.
Right. And then I think it was just that he didn't want adults to know what he was doing.
Obviously.
And now that we have the video, I want all the adults to know what he's doing.
Right. Yes.
And that's why I'm not. I feel good about playing this. I wouldn't give two flying fucks if they just played this game and it was like the drama game. But when the adult came in, and then he's like, oh, it's the poster game. We've been playing the poster game the whole time, right? Everybody, poster.
And
poster, poster.
Honestly, if he would have just kept it a poster after that, too, that also would have been fine. But then instead, it's, all right, let's get back to penis and turn off your phones. That's weird.
That's weird.
And the other part is, so after we went to the vice principal, they talked to some of the students, and a lot of the students said, oh, that didn't happen. That didn't happen.
Well,
you know, because they were protecting the teacher. Yeah. You know what I mean? They didn't want to, you know, but if this was more inappropriate, you know, would the students also protect the teacher? You know what I mean?
Fucking stupid children. Well, Mr. S lets us say penis.
We start by saying penis, and then we end up tasting penis by the end of the semester.
Right. So, and we just wanted it, because I think at the beginning, we just wanted like, hey, is this going to go on his records just in case something comes up in the future? But they couldn't tell us any of that.
So what do you want to have happen here? You want us to release this clip and tweet at the school
district?
Yeah,
I just want more people to see it and just let everybody know what he's up to.
And
just
all
so that,
the,
and then
the news and then, in your area, you want us to tweet it at them too?
Fine.
Okay.
And then other parents can make a decision. Do they want this teacher teaching their kids? You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. Ah.
So.
Well.
All right. Well, you said the name, right?
Mr. Slattery, yeah.
Mr. Slattery.
Yeah.
All right.
And Shirley Heim is the school. Shirley Heim Middle School.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. I bet you that janitor was like, I used to play the penis game all the time when I was a boy. I turned out fine. It's terrible. All right, mystery guest. Anything you want to plug? Just kidding.
No, not at all.
I'm going to share this video, the actual video. I blurred it even more. if you want to see the video that the mystery guest has out there, you could see the teacher. You could see everything. I'll share that link. But thank you again for sharing this with us. And thank you for being a good dad and caring about your child.
All right. Vinny Winnie, people's champ.
Thanks,
what
brother.
What the fuck was that? Bye, mystery guest.
He's out of here.
Thanks for coming on.
Wild Carl.
Yeah, no, that was interesting.
That guy got caught red-handed. If he had just said, hey, we're playing the penis game. You want to play Mr. Janitor? And like acted like it wasn't a big deal. Then maybe I wouldn't think it was a big deal.
Can I tell you my takeaway from this? What's it's probably that? Not the one that most people have.
Is it, why is this guy reading his kid's texts? I know you.
No.
Okay.
No. My takeaway is I didn't realize that kids could still be cool. Like a lot of these kids are sticking up for their teacher. Just like, you know what? I'm not narking on this guy. Did he tell me to play the penis game? Definitely not. I would have remembered something like that. No, this guy doesn't care about penis. We never talk about penis in that class. What is a penis? I don't even know. That's how long I've been getting taught by this guy. I don't even know what a penis is.
Yeah. He definitely didn't show us his.
Yeah. I don't know what his testicles look like. I don't know what his penis looks like. Nope. I don't know that it's uncircumcised. Nope. I don't know any of this stuff.
Nope. I don't even know what his taste tastes like.
Yep. I have no idea. I don't even know how he was able to touch my tonsils with his head. I don't even know.
Because it's that small. And I don't know that.
I don't know that. The tonsil game. That's a fun one, too. Anyway, yes, thank you, Mystery Guest, for exposing this awful human being who's trying to creep on children. But props to kids, too, for sticking up for their teacher. I like that.
All right, hold on. Beth, is that how you play the penis game?
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Just so we check in. Still here. Oh man. All right, Carl. I guess We should hit some voicemails, right?
All
right,
let's do it.
But you know what? Guys, you're going to have to forgive me. I'm a fool today. There it is.
The Creep-Off.
Here. God.
Is it going to play through the thing?
It is going to play through the thing. All right. I'm going to do it properly.
Sometimes it doesn't.
I'm aware. I fuck up a lot, guys. For those of you who don't know. Here we go.
Whenever you're ready, buddy. Take
your time. I'll get there. Here we go.
Vote for Carl.
The Creep-Off voicemail segment is brought to you by the City of Syracuse. Did you know that Easter is Syracuse's most beloved holiday? We can all relate to having a dad that keeps promising to come back. See you in Syracuse.
Pretty good. Pretty good stuff.
Some of your finest work. Bravo. Here we go. I'm getting called out because I'm dumb, and he's probably right.
Podcast Prophet here. Holy Spirit speaking through me. Vinny, you dumb fucking dipshit. GSR does not stand for gun whatever residue. Like, you couldn't fucking figure out the S.
Gunshot residue,
gunshot
I know.
Gunshot residue, GSR, you fucking moron.
These guys are
vote
fucking idiots.
Carl. Oh, wait, we can't this week because you guys don't fucking plan ahead. And the last 3 weeks we've had one contest, so maybe pick your shit up. Come on, guys. Fucking thank you, fuck you, bye.
All right, listen, Podcast Prophet, I want you to know something.
We appreciate your feedback. Keep calling in. Thank you.
Let me tell you something, motherfucker.
Good feedback.
Be nice. I think that the episodes that we do, when we come in here and we do like a long-form scum parade, are some of the funniest, fun episodes that we do. And people give us great feedback on them. In fact, that's why we do them so often.
That's what you're upset about from that call?
Yeah, he's talking shit that we only did a couple contests. We were giving away our bonus content, the way we do our bonus content for you guys on the regular stream. So if you enjoy those types of shows, you get one every Friday. Just about this Friday, you're getting Thunder in Paradise because you guys rule and we love you. Nothing, Carl? Okay.
Do we have Royce coming on for that?
I'm saving Royce for another episode.
Okay.
There is one where the Hulkster takes on Truckosaurus.
Okay.
And
I already love it. It's already my favorite episode.
And I'm not
episode.
Joking. And so
it's already my favorite episode. What I love about that show is that they're sitting around and looking at all this bullshit from Disney or whatever that they get. They're like, oh, here's some Civil War uniforms. Here's Truckosaurus. I guess we got to write a script around this. They just write scripts around whatever crap they have playing around.
That's how they got Hulk Hogan in the first place.
Yes.
They were just like, they saw him at a gas station in Clearwater. Like, hey, we're putting a TV show on over here. You got a minute?
Alt here. All right, brother.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, Vinny, I love you, but I just want to make it clear. If Mishkoff or Miss Golgoff, whatever the hell her
Malta.
Fucking name is, isn't the new review girl, I am done listening, because every single other bitch you've had on to be a review girl annoys the absolute shit out of me to the point I will not listen. I love you guys, and I love the pod, but God has some standards. Thank you, fuck you, bye.
All right, there are a few rules that we have on this show, and one of them is no standards.
It's the most important one, honestly.
It's the most important part of the show is that we have zero standards for this show and who is on it.
I have a review from our last bonus episode, Carl.
Great.
Hey, Carl. Hey, Vinny. I just finished listening to the new episode, and I was having a really good day up until that last story. Fuck both of you.
Another satisfied customer.
Oh, boy. There's some rough ones.
Oh, man. More people calling in about the bonus show. We did a story about a veterinarian in Chicago who is a pedo, and he was like really heavy into the dog show dog circuit. And apparently we have listeners who are too.
What's up, guys? Creepface Lion Bastard here. Heard you on the bonus show talking about dog shows and how Vinny hates them. Well, I happen to show dogs, and it's nice getting to dress up like a fruit and prance around with my beautiful dog every once in a while. But I do look like a homeless person, scruffy beard, missing front tooth. And it is confirmed that it's a sport by creeps for creeps. They do suck to watch, but fuck you anyway, Vinny. Love you, Carl.
All right.
The guy that we talked about, Adam Stafford King.
Yeah.
Was actually set to be a judge at the Westminster Dog Show, like the big one.
Yeah.
That everyone watches on TV and shit. And he's a bit of a creep, turns out.
Turns out he likes kids a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, this is for the Wheel of Consequences, but I suppose it's only for Vinny. I like that guy's idea about trying to be friends with John again. So I'd say for Vinny, there should be an option. Try to book him again at Comedy at the Carlton.
Yes, yes.
Like him do a 180 of.
Yes.
Actually, it's really great there.
Yes, I love it. He did the same thing with the comedy club that Chrissy's husband was working at. Where remember at first, he's just like, no one go to that club. It's the worst. Oh,
nobody gives a fuck what he says anyway.
It doesn't matter what he endorses. That's a good point.
You know what I'll book him to do? I'll book him to open up for Bob Levy, the guy who I did book here.
That's a funny idea. That's a really funny idea. I'd be at that show.
No fucking thank you. No fucking thank you. Last video. This is me being called out again.
Vinny, Carl, I was watching the makeup video that Vinny put out. Very funny. But I have to call you out, Vinny, for stealing lines from Ronnie B. What the great line? Ronnie B.
Stole one.
Whenever callers would casually mention what their job was, what they did for a living, Ronnie B would always say, so what, I got two radio shows. Well, the makeup girl is talking about something, what she was doing, and Vinny just casually drops, so what, I got three podcasts.
I sure did.
Anyways, I know you're a Ron and Fez fan, so don't be listening to any more lines from Ronnie B. Also, Wheel of Consequences idea, loser takes the SAT, has to submit the scores to the winner.
Oh, wow.
Goodbye, creeps.
I would do so poorly on the math
section. I would do so poorly. I aced the math section when I was of that age. I got a 800 on the math, which is perfect, and I would not be able to do it now. No way.
Yeah, sure. Like, you're in Mensa.
There's no fucking way. I would fail out on that so miserably. Although, you know, with my my latest Wordle skills, maybe I'd do better at the other part now.
Maybe.
Wasn't John saying that he like keeps sharp by playing Words with Friends or something? I'm sorry, not to bring it back to. Our buddy SJ, but the SATs.
Can you play against the computer? Because I'm pretty sure he doesn't have friends.
Good point. Words with biker gigs.
All right, hold
Vinny,
on
can
second.
We get caught up on some super chats? I see you're getting distracted. I'm reading articles about football teams and stuff.
That's not what I'm doing. I'm actually trying to get the phone number because we have a phone call we have to make.
Oh, okay.
And
right.
I'm just trying to get the number for that.
Okay. While you're doing that, pop it on over to
I'm
the other
it,
screen
doing
there.
It
oh,
right
God
now.
Damn this guy.
Here we go.
Swear to God, it's first time ever doing this.
Okay. Speaking of creeps, got it. Okay. Wow, the new review girl before Beth is right on par in cup size. We got that.
Got that one. So then the next one.
He was referring to me in the makeup.
Rock O or B 2002. Male nurses up all up for a last minute triage.
Triage. Got it. All right. I found out where we left off. Richard Lucas.
Thank you.
Thanks for the $4.99 super chat for Beth. Beth, you got a super chat.
You had a fan in Richard.
Get out of here. All right.
Dick Lucas is a fan.
Dag Lizard, the protests were over the bad sex after.
Yes, the protests in Romania.
Got it.
You know, you beat your wife and it turns out she doesn't want to put out. Go figure. Don coming in with $2. Congrats, Vince, on the procedure. Yes, congratulations. I didn't say that yet. I'm really happy for you that you finally become who you are.
It wasn't a procedure. She just put makeup on my face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Stacy $2. Great show, guys. F Mike Morris, FSJ. All right.
I'm good with that.
Fair enough.
Carl, I'm going to make a phone call right now.
Okay. Who are we calling? A friend?
Not your friend, my
no?
friend.
Oh, really?
A gentleman by the name of Sprucey.
Sprucey.
I believe he made some noise at the Tampa show and you had him thrown out. You called the police on him.
Yeah, is that what happened?
You called the police on him, had him thrown out.
All right.
Well, I told him he could come on the show anytime, and he sent an email in this morning.
Great.
And we've been chatting, and he gave me a number, and I'm going to give him a call right now.
All right, let's call Sprucey. And then we can call Stevie Tomatoes.
Oh, I'll call Stevie Tomatoes to get the bottom of this. I'll pretend to be your lawyer.
Okay.
Vinny.
Sprucey, baby. How you feeling, pal?
I'm good. I'm very good. Am I on the show now?
You are live on the Creep Off, sir.
That is creepy.
Carl is here, too.
Hey, Sprucey.
Hey, Carl. Hey, I just wanted to start off by apologizing. I realized you didn't even know I was there.
Well, so I appreciate you coming to the show.
You didn't get me thrown out.
I did not get you thrown out.
I did. And
go ahead.
I know you didn't. And, you know, I when I came to in my hotel room, all I could see was your grinning, smile-talking face staring at me. And I just took it the wrong way. It's not your fault.
You're not the first person to have nightmares like that, sir.
Yeah. Jen lives in one.
Yes. Yeah. That is very true. So, and has anyone reported back to you what your behavior was? Have you remembered anything that went on during the show?
No, I achieved blackout drunk. It's not a common thing. It doesn't happen every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did start drinking 18 hours before I got kicked out of the show. I didn't take a nap.
That's insane.
I should have taken a nap.
Yeah, or stop drinking.
And
yeah.
Or, yeah, that's possible, too, but yep. What fun is that?
Good point.
Well, yeah. Probably more than you had. Maybe
moderate a little bit.
More than you had. So, do you remember talking to me in the lobby after you were out there with all the cops?
Very vaguely.
Okay.
I kind of remember, like, a pleasant conversation with a good dude like you, but I was pretty out of it. I did come to at some point while talking to the police officers, and I filmed them. I have the footage, but it's embarrassing. I'm really drunk. It's not that funny. But I did yell out Chili de Castro a couple times.
That's
funny.
Know,
just because I was
that's,
there.
That's well done.
I will say, a problem for everybody.
I talked to Royce. Royce from Revenge of the Sis had the idea that we do a Freedom of Information Act request to get the cop cam footage of them removing you from the premise. What do you think about that idea?
I'd be very embarrassed by it, and it's kind of boring. You know, I didn't get arrested. Had I gotten arrested, it might have been some good footage.
I see.
You know, had they taken me away in handcuffs. But apparently, I'm a friend of the police. I, you know, free Derek Chauvin. I'm not against them. They were just doing their job.
Wow, this guy's making friends all over the place. Wow.
No, apparently I've made a lot of enemies in the chat on Reddit. I've made a few enemies. I've you know, stated that I think it was one of the chatters that might have gotten the complaint against me in the first place. And, you know, for all these people that, like, harass, you know, Stuttering John and all these folks, to call the security on a drunken fool is, who's the bigger creep?
Well, I don't think anyone called security. The police were right in the room with us because we had had some issues leading up to
that.
There
were a lot of cops there.
Yeah, well to be
there
honest,
there were a lot of police.
I've never talked about this, Brucey, but I had to talk to the police department before the show even happened because of threats and things that were made. So the police were on...
Again with this shit?
Yes, yeah. So the police were on guard for this thing, and they came... They had more people than normal for this because of that. And so I think they were the one observing you. I don't think anyone was pointing at you. I think they were observing you, warned you a couple times. Now, the one thing I'll tell you that, and I didn't say anything during the show. I heard you yelling out. But the best part of the show was the straight kid stuff. And that's when you were being the most disruptive. So that was a bummer because that was a really well-produced video that Tukey and Cardiff did.
So I have to make another apology
for
interrupting your show and screwing it all up. And believe me, I have regrets. I wish I hadn't gotten thrown out. Trust me. It's not like I was like relishing. I didn't wake up that morning at 3:00 and catch a flight down there just to get kicked out.
No, but you did go on Reddit and motherfucked me and said the show sucked and that I got kicked out.
To be fair,
I did that too.
Have you not?
It's all good.
That's why I'm called in.
I appreciate
to set
it.
Set the record straight.
I appreciate that, Sprucey. And I appreciate you coming to the show, man. Thank you. Thanks for hanging out with us.
And I appreciate all you do. And, I really wanted to meet Mersh, and that was my biggest disappointment. I've met you before, Carl, and, you know, you're not that cool.
Fair enough.
Vinny's much cooler.
Don't.
And I'm voting Vinny. But
let's
I didn't get to meet Mersh, and, you know, if you want to do the video about me, trust me, it's not going to be worth it. You know, you do much better stuff.
Okay.
Thanks a lot for having me on, Vinny.
Hey, Sprucey, nice to meet you again, dude. I commend you for manning up, coming on, and talking to everybody and talking it out.
Same here. Thank you, Sprucey.
Yeah, dude, you're the man. You're good all to talk good. To
you. And I appreciate you guys. Love you both.
People.
And I'll see you at Hackamania, brothers.
Oh, good. Do me a favor.
Oh, shout out to Tukey. Shout out to Tukey and Carter. Those guys made your meet and greet rock.
Yeah, they're great.
They were so much fun to talk to.
Hell yeah, I agree.
So, anyway, fuck your 3-year-old, Sprucey out.
Sprucey.
See you, Sprucey.
Take a nap before Hackamania, brother.
And this is what I say to people, is I understand getting a few pops in ya, maybe taking some LSD or eating some mushrooms before a show to enhance the experience. But for a comedy show, you don't need to be blackout drunk. It's not going to enhance the experience at all for a comedy show. You want to actually know what's going on and maybe even remember it afterwards.
I just really loved the visual of coming around the corner and seeing the dude in the creep-off shirt surrounded by cops.
Yeah.
I just watched it and I went, God damn it. And it was one of those moments where I should have taken a picture, but I just lived the moment instead and savored it. And that's my regret from this whole scenario.
Yep. You fucked up, for
I'm
sure.
I'm proud of Sprucey for saying he's sorry. You know, it takes...
Yeah, no, I'm actually shocked because of the way that he went in Discord, guns a-blazing, or I mean, our Reddit, guns a-blazing. That's awesome. I'm glad that he came on to talk to us about that.
Did he annoy you, Beth? You were there.
I spoke to him before the show started.
Uh-huh.
He was friendly.
I thought he was friendly too. I didn't know he was drinking since 3 a.m. the day before.
But. Did hear him yelling during Straight Kid stuff because he was behind us, but didn't bother us, didn't interrupt the show. Right. For us, we were right there.
All right. Nice. Sounds like it's all water under the bridge with everybody.
Very good.
All right. Thanks, Beth. Moving on. Carl,
I guess. With that lollipop. I don't know what's going on over there.
I think she's
trying to get some votes.
I think she is too. Good job, Beth. Great job. Smart, 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 smart. I think it's time for a scum parade, dude.
Let's do it.
Scum parade. Take me on a raid of these fuck charades that these creeps have made. Scum parade. Vinny and Carl gonna tell you about some fuck shit. Scum parade. Like stories of a kid fucked by his mom or dad. Soaking up the blood of a cat. Scum parade.
San Antonio, Texas, Carl.
Hey, before I forget,
yeah.
Can we call Stevie Tomatoes before the show's over?
Do you have the, okay.
I called them on Saturday on WATP. I got hung up on very quickly.
Well, you know you're not supposed to like call people while you're live, right? Like this.
Oh, it's a business. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
You can call up a business. I mean, you should let them know that they're on a show. I didn't get a chance to even get that far with the conversation.
Okay, hold on. I'm calling right now.
Oh, okay, great. Fun. Yeah. Why not? All right, are you taking this? I want you to find out if they figured out who did the graffiti in the bathroom.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Hello, I am the one who put the graffiti in the bathroom. It was me the whole time, Austin.
Hold on, I got the number right here.
That was great.
Okay. Oh, man, I hate this fucking phone system here. This whole Google Voice thing.
All right, it's 2:00. The lunch rush is over. We shouldn't be bothering anyone, right?
No, I'm fine with it.
We're fine.
Why is this doing this, guys? Sorry, one second. I'm trying really hard, everybody. Uh-oh. This better be worth it, Carl. Uh-oh.
That's never a good sign when Vince is trying hard. Never good.
Sure, fire away to failure.
The worried Christian says, I bet Beth is a devious gremlin in bed. Well, she's smiling back there. Oh.
What say you, Beth? Devious?
Extremely devious. But.
Hold on. We'll get back to that.
I thought.
She said she does butt stuff there, I heard.
Thank you for calling Stevie Tomatoes, Pine Island. This is Danny speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Danny. Can I speak with the manager real quick?
This is the manager.
Hi, Danny. My name's Vinny. I'm calling you from a show called The Creep Off, and I just wanted to get to the bottom of this graffiti thing in the bathroom.
What's that?
I just wanted to get to the bottom of this thing with the graffiti in the bathroom. My friend was accused. My name is Vinny. I'm calling from a show called The Creep Off. And my buddy was accused of doing graffiti in the bathroom.
Can you guys, like, just stop? Like, it's harassment at this point.
Oh, I'm honestly not trying to harass.
Just stop. It's a restaurant. Like, okay. Just stop already. It's ridiculous. So, like, what are we, five?
I am not 5'0", ma'am. I just want to make sure my friend isn't,
like,
billed.
Well, you guys are all acting like you're 5, like, writing bad reviews and all that. Like,
my gosh. We have nothing to do with that. I just want to make sure that my co-host isn't blamed for this and is billed because somebody said he was going to be billed.
Stop. There's no graffiti here. Like, just stop.
Okay, no problem, ma'am.
Like, just stop. It's
no
so
problem.
Ridiculous.
You will never hear my voice again. You have a beautiful
day.
And I'm sorry to bother
you. Appreciate that.
No problem. I appreciate it, too.
Holy shit. That couldn't have gone better. What are we, 5? That's amazing. How are we going to do a scum parade after that?
We'll try really hard. All right, back to Beth.
That's the funniest. What?
I'm sorry.
Back to Beth. Wow.
I tried.
Steamy Tomatoes. This Steamy Tomatoes gate is blowing up over here. I wonder what kind of ramifications there will be for John and his biker gang friends.
You know how I just felt right now? I felt like the mother of a child who wanted to get somebody in trouble in school.
Yep.
Call them and tell them what they did, Mom.
Yep. That was hilarious.
I tried for you.
I think that's the same woman I talked to on Saturday. She hung up on me the same way, like a very loud, you don't get that very much anymore, like that hang up that's just like smashing the right back on the receiver. It's fun.
Yeah, I was trying not to be mean. Like, I was just trying to not let her steamroll. I just want to make sure you're not going to be billed for something you didn't do.
Apparently, there's no graffiti in the bathroom. I'm guessing the Steamy Tomatoes doesn't find this as important as one John Melendez does, be my guess.
Well, I just tried to help.
You did. Thank you, buddy. Thanks for making that call on my behalf.
Don't forget, I'm a friend, Carl.
You are.
I appreciate that.
You,
fuck you. All right, San Antonio, Texas, everybody. A man is facing several charges after one of his family members found thousands of images of videos of child pornography on his computer. Oops. A gentleman by the name of Tristan Ruben McClend, he's 21 years old, bumped into his laptop while cleaning his bedroom around March 3rd. Sheriff Jeffrey Salazar said the laptop turned on and a family member noticed child pornography on the screen.
See, this is why I always say, and Vinny, this is going back to early episodes of The Creep Off, I always say, don't let CP be your screensaver. There's a lot of options to choose from when it comes to screensavers. Don't use child porn.
Good call.
Mom, I appreciate you cleaning my room, but could you please not tell the cops about what you found on my computer next time? I'll just clean it myself if that's what you're going to do.
So I'm just assuming that this Tristan kid is a douchebag and his family hates him.
Yes, he
seems
that
way. Because it was not one of those we'll get you help things. It was like, call the cops.
Well, also, I don't know if you watched the video of him being led to the prison, but there's reporters out talking to him. They're like, are you regretful for what you did? He goes, I don't even know what I did. Okay,
that's not my laptop.
Yeah,
that's my mom's laptop.
He's like, I don't even remember. I don't know. What do
Jesus.
They do?
They also found videos of humans and animals having sex on the laptop. I'm against that when it comes to
you're
humans.
Against bestiality.
Yes, when it comes to humans and animals.
Yeah, tell that to Spain. Spain is for it.
All my good drops are gone, Carl.
I can see that. Whatever your drop system is, it's not working for you.
You know what the problem was?
What is the problem?
I got this thing called a Stream Deck.
Yep.
And I got the big one.
Yeah.
That's
too many buttons.
There's too many fucking buttons.
Too many buttons on there.
But either way.
I denounce it.
Got it.
There it is.
Nailed it.
Perfect.
Bestiality. Flawless. It'll be flawless in post. Probably not. He's being charged with possession of child pornography, possession with intent to promote child pornography, possession for wholesale promotion of child pornography, and bestiality. All felonies, I would imagine.
Yeah, and then the sheriff was giving a statement to the press for some reason. I don't know why everything has to be. When it comes to child porn, everyone gets, ooh, it's so salacious. And so it has to be like, the range of the children's ages were 2 to 9, and the cops going, and, you know, there were some teens on there too, but mostly it was children under 9 years of age. Like, whatever. It's CP. I don't care if there was 10,000, 100,000, 7. Like, I don't know why they always give out all of these details when it comes to this shit. It's a difference.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't.
They should just beat this kid over the head with his laptop till he's dead.
Yeah,
he
should just have to play the penis game in jail for the rest of his life.
The kind Beth plays.
Yes.
Okay, so our next story is pretty sad, actually. Two women have been arrested after a roofer says he had acid hurled at him, leaving him unrecognizable.
Now, this is an April Fool's prank I can get behind.
Now, I'd like to show you a picture of this gentleman, and I hate how much he looks like, after this acid attack, a cross between Stuttering John and producer Chris.
Oh, God. You know what? He actually looks like Chairman. What's the Chinese?
Chairman Mao.
Yeah, the guy who looks like Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, Kim Jong-un.
No, that Chairman Mao.
What is his name, Carl?
Chairman Mao.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Sure, I got it.
I was trying to do the meow to you.
I got it. This guy's name's John Chapman. He's 36 years old. He was left with horrible injuries. He told the Sun that he had been working in Aldheim Hertz in England when he was ambushed by masked assailants. They threatened him with knives, then launched a corrosive substance causing facial injuries. As John tried to wash his face in a sink, he says they threw more over his back.
Sir, I'm sorry you got acid thrown in your face, but can you put your shirt on? We're not really impressed with your tattoo, sir.
The 36-year-old said of the attack, which happened on March 19th, I could always see their eyes and hear their voices, but I know who did it. It was clearly a targeted attack, he says.
Right, and then no follow-up questions. This report sucks, because then the police say, yeah, we have two women in custody.
Yeah, they didn't give us their names.
They don't give names. They don't give reasons. Like, this guy's got a story to tell, and they're like, okay, that's enough out of you. Whatever, moving on.
I'm going to ask Beth a question.
Okay.
Beth, in your professional medical opinion here, are they going to be able to fix that punum over here?
It'll take a lot of work. Sorry.
Acid's bad for the skin, right?
Yeah.
Beth?
It's not good.
Okay. That's a nurse, everyone. She knows.
Okay. Thanks, Beth. Appreciate it. I feel bad for this guy because he added, I'm unrecognizable. Well, you still have that tattoo that we could recognize.
That's true.
Like, we'd not be able to identify your body, John.
Some people like a new look. You know, it's springtime. Get a new look going.
And in the saddest statement I've ever read, what if I scare my 11-month-old baby?
Aw. I mean, you probably will.
Yeah. They'll get over it.
Yeah, babies don't like monsters. It's a new thing.
Not true. They love monsters. Like Monsters, Inc.
Okay. Fun, yeah. Cuddly monster, sure.
Yeah, hide under the bed and pop out. It'd be like, monsters! Yay, monsters! That'd be fun. I think that there's hope. I think that there's hope for John. But
yeah, what a weird story that is. So this guy just got acid thrown in his face and on his back, and we'd have no explanation for why.
Hey, Carl.
Yes?
You want to go to Las Vegas, a place we're going to be very soon?
I do. What's going on in Las Vegas?
Well, a mortgage trader was arrested and accused of encouraging one of his friends to kill another one of his friends.
Okay.
In one of the craziest, most convoluted, you're going to get caught crimes I've ever read about.
Yeah, I was wildly confused, so please explain this one
to me. Oh, I got it. I had to read this three times.
Okay, good.
This is a crazy story. 29-year-old Stefan Jukubov allegedly had his friend, Gino Julian, kill a gentleman by the name of Aaron Chavez. Okay? So Stefan Jukubov is getting his buddy Julian to murder Aaron Chavez. Follow me that far.
Okay.
He asked his friend to do the killing. Julian was arrested in August of 2023 when a tow truck driver found him sleeping in his car just a few feet away from Chavez's body. I'll tell you why in a minute.
Because it takes a lot out of you when you beat someone to death.
Yeah.
You need a nap afterwards.
Yeah. So, according to the authorities, Julian killed Chavez on August 12th inside of a home in Las Vegas. The house was rigged with a camera that allowed Jukubov to watch the incident as it happened.
Okay.
So, he's live streaming. And Jukubov has sent in super chats. Get him in the gut. Punch him in the face.
For $7, I'll take an eyeball out.
Thanks for the $9.99, Jukubov. I have to punch you in the kidney now. So investigators working on the case were able to obtain text messages between the two. Kind of things like break his face.
Mm.
Delete our conversations. I'll delete the cameras. Julian responded to the messages by asking where he should, quote, put on the show. And if there was bleach or chlorine to help clean up the crime scene. Jukubov told the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department that he had moved to Las Vegas in 2020. This is when he allegedly met Chavez. He described Chavez as being very wealthy, but also said that he owed a lot of his investors money. Now, local news stations started looking into this, and they found out that Chavez did have multiple people who claimed that they had been scammed out of money by him. So this Aaron Chavez, this might be cosmic justice or just old-fashioned justice for him. The other suspect in the case, Julian, also told the police that Chavez had become rich through a series of Ponzi schemes. So they're victim blaming these guys. Everybody's victim blaming.
Okay.
More messages were obtained that showed Chavez communicating with his alleged killer. And he said things to him like, and if you touch me, I will sue you to the fullest extent of the law.
Mm-hmm.
And then Julian responded to that with, dead men can't sue anyone.
That's true.
Yep.
It's a pretty good point. Comeback. Pretty good burn.
Yeah. I think maybe you should try that one at somebody and see what happens.
No, that's childish. What am I, five?
What are you, five? That's what they told us.
What are we all, five?
I like how we're the childish ones. All right. Authorities then found multiple videos of the crime on Julian's phone. In one of the videos, Chavez seemed to be sitting on a couch with Julian sitting directly across from him. Julian then seems to scream at Chavez, saying, what does it feel like to be disrespected? It sucks, right? Julian then grabs Chavez and proceeds to attack him. Pay your fucking people, said Julian. This is all on tape.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then, in another video that was filmed after Chavez's death, Julian was seen in the desert with his body wrapped in several blankets. Now, he's doing this on a cell phone, guys. Brilliant stuff. They wired the video of the murder is on tape. And now let's tape disposing of the body now. So, in the video, Julian is saying, I didn't want to do this gangster shit. He then covers the body in gasoline. Just don't understand the principles, so it's my job to teach them, Julian said in the video.
Let me just get evidence of me getting rid of the evidence. Very smart.
I almost feel sorry for him. What else did he think was going to happen? Now, the reason why he got caught so close to the body is because this dumb fucking guy set the body on fire, burnt it, and then realized that his truck was caught in the sand in the desert and had to call for a tow truck.
But then he fell asleep.
Yeah.
He took a nap.
Yeah. Now, after he was found so close to the body, police put two and two together. Julian was arrested, and all of the electronic communications led right back to Jacoba. So
how do you get stuck? That's the craziest thing. Nevada was made for covering up murders.
There's a lot of holes in the desert. It's a lot of problems buried in those holes.
Exactly. That's why that state exists. And this guy fucked that up. Like, Vinny, where you and I live, yeah, there's a river and a lake. There's a couple places.
Nothing.
A reservoir.
Let me tell you something, kids. Nothing beats digging an old-fashioned hole.
Right. Wait, you think I never dug a hole before? Dig a fucking hole.
Show you how to dig a hole. But Carl uses his teeth when he does it. It's weird.
It is weird, but it's fast.
Faster than a backhoe. You'd be surprised. So this guy, they're both been arrested. They're being held on a $500,000 bond. Couple of dummies. Now, Carl, I think I want to bring back our results competition contestant, Nurse Beth, for this last
she
story.
She keep bringing her back.
I like Beth a lot. She's
I know.
Great.
She is charming.
Beth, this is a medical story, so I'm really going to want to get some of your opinion and feedback on this one. A gentleman by the name of Carson Flowers, he's 29 years old. He's a holistic health teacher, and he is going around teaching and praising his system for health. Carl, what do you think about his ideas?
Well, first off, I don't know if you have a photo of him, but when I think of creeps, when I think of the creep off, the photo of this gentleman who happens to be a teacher in California, surprise, surprise, is what I would refer to as a creep. If I came across this person, I'm crossing the street.
Okay, I'm going to show you.
You know the old, if you see me, look the other way? With this person, no problem at all. I am looking the other way.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like you to meet Carson Flowers. Here he is. Sorry, Beth, I'm just going to pop you down for 1 second there.
Ugh, what a creep. What is this guy up to, I wonder?
Hmm. He's not handsome.
Is he albino?
No, he shaved all of his hair and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And the reason he did that, it was for good reason, though. Hold on.
Oh, good.
I want to make sure I get right back to this to the right spot. And I fucked up again. There I go.
We'll get Beth's professional opinion on this.
What the fuck is that? Are you playing that? Are you playing that, Carl? Who's playing that? Was that you?
I'm not playing anything.
That was very weird.
Oh, I thought that was you, because you were over there looking at stuff.
No.
It's okay, baby. It's okay.
What is going on over there, buddy?
That is the weirdest thing. I think something opened up, ads opened up in one of the story windows.
Oh,
that
is that
I had.
What's going on? Okay.
Sorry, everybody. We're usually better than this. So how do I put this? This guy really likes pee, everybody. That's really...
Why we just jumped right into it now after all that.
Yeah. He likes to drink his own urine. He ferments it up to 4 years, as well as bathing in it and rubbing it all over his body. He claims that drinking the, quote, pleasant, tasty liquid helped him process the grief of losing his mother. So do you feel like drinking pee would help you get over loss?
No, not at all. I feel like it's going to make you horribly sick and you're just going to end up right back in the hospital.
Well, he disagrees. He's been drinking it regularly as a form of therapy after his mother, Sonia Lee Flowers, passed away. God rest her soul. It's glad we could commemorate the mother of this fucking sicko.
Let's talk about how the mom died. This is hard to do, if you ask me.
She passed away at age 50 in 2016 from smoke inhalation when she accidentally set her own house on fire.
Do you know how hard it is to set your own house on fire and then not be able to escape from it?
Yeah.
I mean, unless it's the old passing out with a cigarette in your mouth thing.
I could have saved you, Mom, but I was too busy drinking pee.
Sure,
I was too busy
shooting
a stream up in the air and running underneath it.
It does seem odd, right, that you'd accidentally set your own house on fire and then die from smoke inhalation. It seems odd to me.
Suspicious.
I don't know. It seems suspicious, yes. But this person was very upset about it and decided to start downing jugs of his own urine in order to get over it.
Yeah, and it says it lifted the depression. He was feeling better. They point out in the article that Carson is single.
Go figure.
He thinks that his urine can taste like either bone broth or tea, depending on what he has eaten. And despite his loved ones being grossed out by his ritual, he's continued drinking his urine multiple times a day. Now, he likes to supply, he has a supply of 4-year-old urine to drink and even puts fresh urine up his nose, uses it as a moisturizer, and bathes in it. And he claims that the latter got him, quote, spiritually high and that he could hear angels singing while he's sitting in his bathtub of pee.
He might just be a nut job, Betty.
He might be.
You know what's the craziest part about this story is who convinced him to drink his own pee in the first place? You'll never fucking guess.
Who did it, Carl?
Joe Rogan.
Carson first tasted his own urine at age 17 after he and his brother listened to an episode of the Joe Rogan Experience podcast.
I mean, of all the things that Joe Rogan has made people do, you know, obviously ivermectin and not get the vaccine, but drinking your own pee, I did not know was going to be on him as well.
I love that. That's
will he ever get the blood off his hands, this Joe Rogan?
Now, he decided to do it because he learned how psilocybin can remain in your urine after taking mushrooms, and you can drink your urine for an extra effect, he explained.
Yeah, that's really dumb. If you want to trip more, eat more mushrooms. Don't drink your urine.
Yeah. So Carson then progressed to doing a 6-day dry fast, so he did not eat or drink anything, followed by a 3-day urine fast, which he did not urinate. With the combination of exercise, Carson was able to lose around 100 pounds, and he became fascinated with the world of urine therapy.
We have some interesting comments going on here.
Yeah.
Because urine ages very well. I don't know about that. Troy Smith says old piss tastes like shit.
How do you know that, Troy?
Yeah, Troy, explain yourself here, sir. Why waste the nutrients?
Patients who piss themselves, it's the most disgusting smelling ever. You walk into the room and that's all you can smell is just nasty. I couldn't imagine bathing in it.
Well, not only does he bathe in it, he also says he likes to rub his urine all over my body. And he says, quote, my skin gets very soft from it and my skin feels stronger. I'll soak a cotton ball in my urine and use it to help heal wounds before I sleep. I like to rub it on my face, especially the forehead and temples, which I find really good for hydrating the brain.
I want to point out, this article spends, I think, 28 paragraphs talking about how great urine is. And then finally, in the 29th paragraph, there's a doctor saying, yeah, but don't do this. This is bad for you.
You got to go deep into the article
to learn that, like, maybe this guy's off his rocker a little bit. It just seems like pee propaganda to me, Vinny.
He said it is. This is from Big Urine.
Yes.
This is Big Urine propaganda. I think in 2020 or 2021, I did a full removal of my facial hair and head hair, eyebrows included. Then I started growing it out in 2022 and beyond. I had a big beard until the end of 2023, and I felt called to burn it off and then shave it down. So, yes, this is a completely crazy person. And they gave him a lot of press, and I felt like we needed to meet. Carson Flowers, everybody. He's pretty gross.
So he's single, Beth. Unfortunately, you're not.
Yes.
Oh, well.
I am not.
No
Thank
love
God
connection
for that.
This time.
All right, Beth. You were a bit of pleasure. I'm sorry for grossing you out like that.
No, you're not.
I'm not. It was fun to watch you
on a daily basis at work.
I thought you could handle it. I thought you'd be able to handle it. We'll see you soon, Beth. Take care. Thank you
Thanks
again
much,
for auditioning.
All right, so we're going to have a poll up at some point, right?
So here's what I think we're going to do. I'm going to send out an email to everyone who's auditioned at this point. And I'm thinking maybe have them make like a 30-second video.
Oh, fun.
Telling us exactly why they should be.
Yeah, and remind everyone because it's been a month and a half now.
Yeah,
doing
I think
this.
It'd be a good reminder and also a good way just to get it out there. This is why I should be the new results girl for the Creep Off. I can read. I'm not Jess. Whatever you got to throw in there, be fine.
Yep. Maybe a certain top that you wear in the video. Whatever you got to do to get your point across.
Yeah. And make lots of promises. Make lots of promises to everybody. That'll be good too. So, Carl, that's the end of our show.
Well, we learned a lot today, didn't we, Vinny?
We sure did.
Yes.
We talked to Sprucey, and he said he was sorry.
Yep, which I appreciate.
We talked to a mystery guest who told us that there's a pervy teacher working in the school district.
Probably not for long.
Well, after this, I think we may have ruined the guy. We'll find out. And then we talked to Stevie Tomatoes. They are not amused.
No, they're not having fun with this at all.
They are not amused at all.
They really should have leaned into it more, but they're not.
I was trying to be polite. Sorry, everybody.
You handled it very well on your end.
Could have done better.
I would say that the manager, not so much, but you handled it very well.
All right. Well, we tried. And most importantly, folks, go to thecreepoff.com, vote for Vinny. There you can find links to our Patreon, our Backed By, and our Supercast, where you get a bonus episode every week. And on top of that, you also get to watch our past bonus episodes that we have. Great episodes, Hall of Fame episodes. If you are into that Nickelodeon documentary about Dan Schneider, he's in the Hall of Fame, and we had a banger of an episode
we did.
All about him that's up there. So make sure you check it out. Today's the first. It's a good day to jump on that. You could vote there. You could also find our number for leave us a voicemail. We'd love to hear from you.
Also, Hackamania.com, baby. Use the promo code CREEP. 20% off your tickets. We're going to be partying in Vegas. You should be there with us.
All right. Carl, it's nice to be important.
It's more important to be nice.
Gagia.
I denounce it.
Thank you!
I giggle my motherfucking ass off.
Jesus Christ!
This is stupid.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Oh, bitch, bitch,
it's
bitch.
The creep off.
I'm club-fucking-footed, you
asswipe. Oh, boy.
Jeez Louise.
Do-do-do-do-up, do-do-do-up.